各位听众朋友，大家下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播网络电台正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来到今天下午的节目。直播开始啦，有的同学说我已经放弃了睡午觉开始来听广播了，这样的学习精神是非常值得奖励的。马上邀请出今天的嘉宾小高老师。
各位亲爱的朋友们大家好，我是小高老师。 Happy Hump Day to you, Happy Hump Day to you。
但实际上呢，感觉上今天像 Monday 似的、啊、
That's right, it does feel like a Monday.
因为今天呢是我们的英文电台地道美语口语经典的课堂时间啦。
That's right, how's everyone doing today on this beautiful hot day?Did you guys see the rainbow on Monday? In Beijing, that is. There was a rainbow that appeared on Monday. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was a huge one. It was like...The biggest rainbow I ever saw in my life.
啊，这个一周不见呢，有这么多话要跟大家说。
那是。
欢迎大家呢，赶紧哈、啊、珍惜我们的直播时间，登录到在线聊天室3w.am774.com 来收听直播，同时呢跟小高老师互动互动。今天我们要说这个话题呢，是这本书当中的 Topic 41，第41个主题。有书的同学可以马上打开你的书，没有书的同学呢，就请您现在登录到聊天室当中，看一看我们同步呢给您给出的课堂的文字。今天这个话题呢是关于购物的。
Go Wuda, that's right, there's different parts to shopping, right? You have the beginning phase when you purchase it, right? And then afterwards, you have to kind of test what you bought, right? If there's a problem with it,You have to take steps to fix that, right?
嗯，说到在商场里购物哈，经常呢我们会遇到一些情形，不是说你买的每一个东西呢都是你非常喜欢的，对不对？
That's right.
有时候你买的东西呢你并不喜欢，而且你想把它退回。哎，这个退回英文应该怎么说呢？
Return.
Or 那退款呢？
That is a refund, right? We get a refund if we 退款, right? We get a refund.
对了、
right?
其实在很久以前啊、
yeah.
这个中国我们买东西呢是没有说要退货这么一说的。
That's right.
也没有退款这么一说。
Yeah.
哎，这好像很多这个中国人到国外去购购物啊，买买东西发现哎，如果不喜欢还可以退款。所以渐渐的这个在中国买东西啊，你也可以发现哦，原来是可以退货可以退款的啦。
That's right. It's pretty cool, huh? Now, have you guys ever had to return anything on, let's say, Taobao, for example?、
Mm-hmm.
I have. I've had toReturn several things, you know, sometimes clothes, shoes. Sometimes I accidentally order the wrong thing. Sometimes, when I order stuff, it's just not what I wanted or not what I expected. Good thing is, nowadays, like Jing Jing was saying, we can return things and we can also, get refunds. And usually, the first step, at least for me, is getting in touch with customer service and telling them, hey, I have a problem.
对了，如果你想要退物或者是想退款的话，当然第一时间呢就是要去找客服，然后把你的问题呢全部向客服反映一下。但是呢有的地方买东西呢，那个销售啊，就是他卖给你东西的那个人，也是你直接要去找的要去退东西那个人。
That's right.
所以万一那个人他老是跟你兜圈子，跟你绕弯，然后又不想让你退，你就觉得很麻烦了，这件事情变得是吧
？That's absolutely right. It sometimes it is. Sometimes they just really don't want to give you a refund because think about it. If they refund your money, that means they lose money, right? And they have to, maybe they have a defective part that they can't sell anyway, so they just totally lost money. You know what? 还有一件事是挺麻烦的。有的时候，即便你没有错，就比如说他们发错东西了。有的时候把它寄回去的时候，有的时候是客户要掏钱，
尤其
有的时候确实是，
对，在淘宝上购物有时候就会出现这种情况，你要退、yeah. 你要自己退这个掏钱，但是你这个时候你就想了，你说我到底要退还是不退呢？
Yeah.
是吧？
That's、
要不要退呢？
That's right, yeah. So, you know, paying for the shippingBack and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Sometimes that can be a bit of a problem. But I must say, I am an avid, online shopper, especially in China. I can't imagine my life without Jingdong and Taobao.
其实在网上买东西倒是挺好的，购物很方便，但是退货有点不方便。
Oh,
你还得自己去寄、
yeah.
还得去弄什么呢、
yeah.
好像就不如在商场里我直接拿到柜台上去、
That's、
找到他退就行了
That's right, that's right. And there's another thing. Sometimes you have to wait like at least one day for the 货 to arrive at your house. Sometimes you have to wait up to a week. So if you don't like waiting, then you know, that can be a problem. Whereas, on the contrary, if you buy stuff at a shopping mall or whatever, you can get it right then and there.
嗯，但是我们今天这个话题呢，它还不仅仅是跟你购物有关系啊，跟你退款有关系，是跟你退款的时候遇到了很不舒服的事情。
Yeah.
这个时候你要做的事情，作为一个顾客，你要干嘛呢？你要去投诉。
That's right.
这个投诉有没有专门的英文单词呢
？Yeah, we call it make a complaint, right? Or complain. Or in the shopping world, we call it to make a complaint, right?
Oh, complaint 是抱怨嘛
？That's right.
但如果你要make 一个抱怨的话，好了，在购物的时候，这种说法呀，就叫做 make a complaint.
Yeah.
叫投诉。
That's right.
好好玩吧。那我可不可以说其他的情况下用 make complaint 呢
？Oh, absolutely, yeah. So if you're not buying anything, let's say, you're a member of the swimming club, right? And you 发现水最近很脏、
mm.
You can make a complaint to the manager, right? You can say, hey, 经理啊，我发现啊，里面的水有点脏 right? Or, maybe a lot of places have their own complaint box, right? They say, okay, if you want to make a complaint,Please put the complaint in this box,、
嗯、
and we'll look at it, right?
哦，看来就是说，只要是你有意见
，That's right.
想跟老板，想跟经理反映
，That's right.
咱们都可以用 make a complaint 这个短语来表达投诉。
That's right.
就跟汉语似的，你投诉就这一个意思，没什么，投诉不是什么好词儿。
That's right.
就是说，发表你的意见、你的抱怨、你的看法，是吧？哈
，That's right.
哎，今天这个场景呢是这样的，是小高呢在一个商店里啊买了一个手机。买了手机以后呢，他又想回到那个买手机的那个店，要投诉一个店员的服务态度。
哦、oh. ，
是这样的一个情景。来，小高老师，您告诉我们这个情景用英文怎么说？
Okay. 小高 has returned to the store where he bought his phone. He has some complaints about the customer service.
对了，这里呢，小高用的是 he has some complaints. 看到没？有很多的。话要说很多的抱怨要说 about something 就是关于什么呢 customer service 这个叫做客服
哦、oh, 客服 OK
customer service、嗯、这个叫做客服好了小高回到他要买手机的那个店要投诉一个店员的服务态度这个时候呢我就当什么了我就当了一个客服了对吧
That's right
好小高老师这个时候我说
Yes, can I? How can I help you?
嗯，这是一句非常标准的服务用语啊。说 How can I help you? How can I help you? 一般来讲就是您要需要什么帮助啊？
嗯
嗯，我有什么可以帮助您的呀？对吧？
嗯 ，I'd like to speak with the manager regarding a purchase I made yesterday.
好了，小高说呀，我需要什么呢 ？I'd like to speak with the manager. 我呢想跟你们的经理谈一谈。好，这里有个词语叫做 regarding， 这是什么意思？
关于的意思 ，right？ I want to speak with the manager. 关于 a purchase I made yesterday.
嗯，有个同学今天问我说，为什么这个地方要用 regarding 呢？他能不能用 about 呢 ？About 不也是关于吗
？I'd like to speak with the manager about it. Sure, no problem. No problem.
嗯，那 regarding 和 about 有没有不一样的地方呢？
Not really, no. I think about is more informal than regarding. Regarding is more formal.
啊、哦，他们就是在语气上呢有一个正式和非正式的区别。Regarding 呢会显得更加正式一些，就是哎呀，关于什么我要跟你谈一谈。
That's right.、
啊、关于什么我要跟你说一说。About 呢也是关于，就是有关什么东西。这里他想跟经理谈什么呢？关于一个叫 purchase。
A purchase. Yep.
这个单词是不是也要做可以做动词啊
？That's right. We can. It can be a verb or it can be a noun. Here now. Here, it's a noun, right? A purchase, right? I make. We can make purchases, right? We make purchases. In fact, this sentence uses the verb make to describe purchase, right? Regarding a purchase I made yesterday, right? We make purchases at the store and we make purchases online.
哎，你说这个 make purchases 是不是就等于 buy 的意思啊
？Exactly, right. We buy things or we make purchases, right? Same thing. Exactly.
因为 purchase 本来就是购物的意思嘛。
That's right. Yeah, purchase 就是 buy 的意思。
所以我 make 一个 purchase, 那就是我在购物啦。
If, yeah.
嗯，当然你在向人家投诉的时候，你的语气肯定会很正式嘛。
Yeah. So we can change this. We can change this to like even more cold. We can say, hey, I'd like to speak with the manager about something I bought yesterday.
哦、oh, 也可以说哈、
yeah.
about something I bought yesterday, 也可以这么说。当然小高这里就说得很正式了、啊、regarding a purchase I made yesterday, 所以是 make a purchase, 好吧。那我想跟你们经理谈什么呢，谈我昨天啊买东西的一件事儿。
That's right.
好，晶晶作为这客服呢非常专业，我说
Is there something that perhaps I can help you with?
Is there something that perhaps, 看还用了一个 perhaps, 我可能有没有一些事情我可能能够 I can help you with, 我能够帮助你的。我们一般都会说 perhaps that I can help you,、
mm-hmm.
我们都没有会说 with,、
yeah.
这样的，但是要说吧，是吧、
yeah, is there something that perhaps I can help you with, right? Is there something that, right, maybe, right, is there anything I can help you with? Yeah, Jingjing's being very polite in this sentence, right? Is there something that perhaps I can help you with?
我也没有说我一定能够帮你什么。我只能说有没有一些事情呢是我可能能够帮到您的呢？好，小高说。
No, I'd like to see the manager on this one.
啊，你看他是一个什么样的客户呢？他说我不跟你谈。
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
我不跟你谈。
你绝对不能帮助我。
你帮不了我，为什么呢？I'd like to
speak to the manager on this one.
好 ，see the manager or speak to the manager. 我要去跟经理谈。On this one, 就是 on what?
On this one, regarding this problem, right? On this one, 在这里的意思就是说关于这件事。
就是关于这件事 on 就是关于 this one 就是我买东西的这件事情。好，一个简单的客服根本就没有用了啊！这个顾客呢非常的执拗，也不知道他身上发生了什么事情、反正啊他就想跟经理谈一谈。好了，这个时候呢经理 arrives、
right.
manager arrives 经理就来了。
Yes, can I help you?
好了，这个时候我又当经理了啊。Yes, can I help you? 一模一样的问题、
right.
啊，一模一样的话。你看我们这些做零售业的哈，做服务业的，这句话一定得挂在嘴边，对不对、What can I help you? Or how can I help you?、Can I help you?
That's right.
能帮助您什么吗、
Yes, I bought this phone yesterday and your rep was extremely discourteous and unpleasant.
哇，这句话里面出现了很多个复杂的词语。
Yeah.
他说呀，小高说 I bought this phone yesterday.我昨天呢，在你们这儿买了一个手机 ，and your 这是什么东西
？Your rep, yeah. Do you know there's a word in English called representative?
代表。
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so representative is just it's really here. It's the person who was making the sale to you, right? Who convinced you to buy it, right? That's the rep, the representative.
那 sales 是不是也是 representative 呢？
Sure, yeah. As long as they represent your company, right? That's your representative. That's the rep.
有点像销售代表的意思啊。Representative.
That's right.
那咱们就把它理解为销售代表吧。
Sure.
是吧？那可以简称为 rep。rep 这个单词，你一定要知道它是 representative。有没有同学可以在聊天室当中把这个词语稍微拼写一下呢？Representative.
Ooh, that's the good challenge. Who can spell representative?
这个单词哈，最好把它写出来。
I bet you, Richard and Anya can. That's my challenge. Can Richard and Anya spell representative?
小何老师都点名了。
Yeah.
要求聊天室当中的 Richard 和 Anya 把这个单词拼写出来啊。进聊天室好挑战啊！还有随时布置作业，说你们的这个销售代表啊，叫做 extremely。他非常的什么呢？这个单词叫做
discourteous and unpleasant.
先说 discourteous.
Sure.
这个单词儿。
Well, in order to understand discourteous, let's understand courteous. If someone's courteous, that means they are very 礼貌, right?、Now, dis here is the 反义的意思, right? Discourteous is someone who is not 礼貌. In fact, they were probably rude.
你说这个 courteous 是不是有一个名词形式啊？
Nope.
叫 courtesy.
Oh, courtesy, yeah. 有 courtesy, right? We should show people courtesy.
礼貌
right? That's right.
Courtesy 这个词呢，也请大家在聊天室当中拼写一下吧。
Ooh.
Is it?
Oh, by the way, Anya, R-E-P, represented, okay. Anya's close. Jackie Wu got it. and Max got it, represent Robert Dunn almost. But Gongxi, Jackie Wu, and Max, Anya, you were very close. Robert Dunn, you were very close for representative. Sorry, Jingjing, what did you say?
Courtesy 这个单词、
yeah.
啊，我们就请同学们也在聊天室当中呢，给我们稍微拼写一下。
This one's tough. This one's even harder than representative. So, new challenge for you all. Can you spell courtesy? Can you spell courtesy? It's not easy. It's not easy.
又有一个拼写挑战出现了，在聊天室的同学啊，
yeah.
来帮小刘老师拼写一下 courtesy 这个单词怎么说？那你知道 courtesy 了，它是礼貌。那么它的 courteous。就是礼貌的、
right.
那么前面加上一个 this 的前缀呢很显然就是不礼貌的
不礼貌的
哎，就是一个不礼貌的他呢非常的无礼这个词我们就学会了不礼貌的、然后呢叫 unpleasant 是什么意思呢
and he's unpleasant well again let's look at the base word here pleasant is pleasant a good word or a bad word、
pleasant 肯定是个好词语嘛
that's right
就是很舒服的、
yeah. that's right yeah if it's pleasant if someone's pleasant they make you feel comfortable and happy right unpleasant is someone who's you know in a bad mood and not making you very happy right so、
就是不怎么说呢心情不好的
that's right
或者是说会非常不快的
yeah
我在你们这儿买手机你们的销售却非常的无理还那种样样的那种哈劲儿劲儿的那个样子哈 courteous and unpleasant 好了还有更麻烦的是他干嘛呢 he was
wheeling and dealing
很明显这是一个非常好的英文表达
That's right
很多同学从来没见过 wheeling and dealing 又押韵
That's right
读上去呢还很 rhyme 对吧
That's right yeah wheeling and dealing right if someone's wheeling and dealing then they might not they have like an ulterior motive to try and get you to buy something they might not even be completely honest right that's wheeling and dealing right really trying really hard to get you to buy something and they might resort to bad tacticsunethical tactics like lying to get you to buy something. That's wheeling and dealing.
你想一想这个 wheel 嘛是轮子的意思是吧
That's right.
像车轮那样转就证明他在跟你怎么说呢不诚实。
太不诚实。太不诚实。
对老跟你在那绕。Wheeling and dealing. Dealing 就是说想做成这个想跟你做成这个买卖。所以 wheeling and dealing 啊就形容一个人他在做事儿的时候他不择手段他不诚实是这个意思吧
That's right
Wheeling and dealing 所以在销售这种场合你呢很能理解这句话的意思如果一个人跟你在那儿 Wheeling and dealing 就是说他卖什么东西啊他就不择手段反正只要你买我什么都能答应你是吧就是这个短语请大家学习一下 Wheeling and dealing 还有什么情况下可以这么用呢
Just with this, just when someone's trying to sell you something and they're not being very honest, right? Maybe if they're trying to sell you a car, right? Oh, you know, this car, it's, the engine's still good even though it's, you know, been driven for 300,000 kilometers. You know, everyone still likes it. It's still a good car. You know, you should buy it, 大哥. 你开的时候会显得很酷, 大哥. Come on.
销售技巧.
Yeah.
就是这样的。Aiken Huang 聊天室当中说,我是第一次听到这些单词。
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? We don't use it a whole lot. We don't use it a whole lot, but it is a cool word to know, right? Wheeling and dealing. You know why I like it? Because it rhymes.
对了,小高老师说这词呢,咱们也不是说经常用,但是它很酷。
That's、
值得你在口语当中去把它学习到。那今天我们就学习到了 wheeling and dealing, 请大家记得用上。然后呢,为了卖东西不择手段,我要怎么办?
I want to tell you about his ignorance.
我要告诉你一件事儿，告诉你 ，tell you about his。好了，这个词来了，叫做
ignorance。
ignorance。
Yeah。
在动词形式，我们知道啊，叫 ignore。
ignore。Yeah。If you ignore something, right, you're not paying attention to it. Here, ignorance is a bit different than ignore, right? Ignorant. If you were to look up in a dictionary what the word means, it would be 无知 Someone who is 无知 This guy is really ignorant, right? He should have known to not act like this, right? However, he didn't.
Oh, 那你的意思是说 ignore 跟 ignorant 还是不一样的意思。
Very different. Yeah. Ignore is 忽略的意思。
这个忽略了。
Yeah.
啊，完全没有注意什么事儿。
That's right.
而这个 ignorant 呢？
Ignorant is it's a 贬义词 right? And it basically describes someone or something that's they should have this knowledge, right? But they lack it, and it's this fundamental knowledge that that's assumed that most normal people would have. However, this ignorant person doesn't have it, and it has negatively affected his behavior.
明白，就是他非常的怎么说呢？缺乏常识。
That's right.
该知道东西他都不知道
That's right
就显得这个人呢挺无知的叫 ignorant
Yeah
那这个 ignorance 呢
Ignorance is a noun, right? I want to tell you about his ignorance, right? He has so much ignorance, right? There's so much ignorance with this guy
那就是说他的那种什么呢那应该算是他的是无知还是他的忽略呢
他的无知我想跟你说说他的无知、
啊、就是说他这个在做销售这件事情上啊、
yeah.
他表现得太不专业了
That's right
对吧什么都不懂大概就这个意思
That's right
是吧哈非常无理不快卖了东西呢还不择手段、
That's、
所以呢、
right.
我要投诉他
That's right 我要投诉他
就这件事情呢我要向你投诉他其实他说我要告诉你他的这种怎么怎么样就是说我要投诉他
That's right
好，请您说。
Could be the new fellow.
叫 could be the new fellow.
Yeah.
New fellow. Fellow 就是伙伴嘛。
That's right. The 伙伴 right? This is a co-you phrase of saying the 伙伴 right? It could be the new fellow, right? Could be the new fellow. 也许是那个新手。
哎，他就是个，估计您说的是我们那位新员工吧。
Yeah.
是个 new fellow. 其实往往新员工才要好好表现呢，是吧？
That's right.
新员工都把顾客都得罪了。
They are hard. But maybe she's, you know, maybe she's just blaming a new guy. Maybe they don't have a new guy. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what this manager is thinking?
哦，你的意思是说 manager 还是很聪明的哈？
也许吧。
Manager 会找个借口说，也许您说的是我们的新员工。
哦，那个人他刚来就是。
他啥都不懂。
还是我们来包容他吧，他不。懂好不好、
啊、哦 the manager 还是很聪明的
yeah,
会在这种情况下呢进行斡旋 manager 说 oh could be the new fellow
yeah
哦也许是我们来的新员工吧然后就马上说这个人不行哈、啊、他就说
he's not up to scratch
好了叫 up to scratch 非常小高老师的口语哈、啊、
that's right
叫 up to scratch 什么意思、啊、
yeah he's not up to scratch because he's so new if you're not up to scratchOn your, with your new job, right? Then you're unqualified. You don't have, you're lacking some knowledge or skills that you should have that most of the other workers have, but not this guy. He is just unqualified at this point. And it's understandable, right? Because he is the new guy. He's the new fellow.
您说这个 up to scratch 是不是经常会和 not 连用啊？我们会说 not、
exactly.
up to scratch.
I think this phrase is most commonly used in the 否定 type of sentence, right?
哦、在否定句当中、我们说这个人呢他还不合格说 he's not up to scratch. 不合格他还不太合格。就怎么说又是一个新短语啊请大家记得常常是跟 not 连用的 not up to scratch, 不合格。
不合格。
And
I'm afraid he's a repeat offender in the courtesy department.
而且我恐怕啊，你看他还不行，哪方面还不行呢？他是一个 repeat offender.
That's right, a repeat offender. Now we know what repeat means, right? 重复 right? 重复。
反反复复的。
Yeah, offender. What does it mean to offend someone? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
就是 offend, 就是激怒某人或者是得罪某人。
That's right.
Offend somebody.
So a repeat offender means, has he made this problem before?
一定的
yes,
many times, many, many times.
Definitely, right? He's a repeat offender in the courtesy department, right? In the courtesy department.
他是一个怎么说呢？他是一个 repeat offender. 他是一个经常犯这种错误的人。
That's right.
那什么叫 courtesy? 你看，刚才不是让大家拼写这个单词吗？
Yeah.
Courtesy 出来了。 那这个 Courtesy Department 是什么部门呢？
I would call this the Service Department, right? Or the Customer Service Department. The Customer Service Department. If you call and you need help, or if you are going to return something, or you just need some help with something, that would be the Courtesy Department.
那您的意思就是说在客服部。
客服部
是这样意思吗
？It's the 客服部。
他在客服部呢，他是一个经常犯错误的家伙。
That's right. My gosh, my gosh! Can you believe this guy? A repeat offender. You know where we often use this word is with criminals. In
惯犯啊那种。
Yeah, in the jail system, right? So sometimes, Bob 他刚获释，然后过了两周，他又被捕了。他是一个 repeat offender。
好可怜
Yeah, Bob
好可怜、
yeah.
就是有这种习惯是反反复复的停不下来
That's right
那如果但是我们也觉得小刚你觉得这也许是一个没有这个人对吧
我觉得是没有
但也许有这样一个人
也许有但是也许没有
他是我们的新员工他不太合格、
yeah.
而且在我们这客服部吧他老犯错
Yeah, that's right
这混不下去了哈这简直好，小高这个时候作为一个客户，他非常的不客气，他说
：“With service like that,
with service like that, 你们的服务要是一直都像那样的话，一直都像他这样的话
，You are sure to lose your client base.
好 ，You are sure to 叫 be sure to do something， 就是
yeah, 一定。
哎，你们一定会，一定会干嘛呢 ？Lose your client base. Client 客户。” Base 是基础。
That's right. Yeah, your client base here is just your 你的客户的你所有的客户，
就是你的客户源。
Yeah,
你的客户基础，你所有的客户，你们的服务员都跟他那样的话，那你们这生意就没法做了、嗯，你们的客户全部跑光了。
天哪，晶晶说 ，I'm so sorry about this, sir.
不好意思，非常非常抱歉，先生，非常非常抱歉。
Is there anything particular you would like to share for the record?
好了，他就问他呀，他肯定找一个解决办法嘛，对吧
？That's right.
他说 ，Is there anything particular?
That's right.
是有没有什么特别的事情，有没有什么具体的事情 ？You would like to? 好了，这里叫 share for the record.
For the record, share for the record. Yeah, for the record, right? If you do something for the record or you say something for the record.It gets recorded officially in their little log or whatever it is they're trying to write down and log, right? They are going to officially record this. That is saying something for the record.
哦，就是说呀，不论说什么也好啊，做什么也好，要把它记录在案的，对吧
？That's right.
Officially write it down.把它记下来，写下来，把它记录在案。那先生，您有没有什么具体的东西要告诉我们，以便于我们把它记录在案？叫 for the record。
For the record。
或者是你就说 share for the record。
Share for the record。
是比较礼貌的一种说法啊。
That's right.
我们能不能够把它都记录在案呢？小高说，嗯，有的。关于退款问题上吧，他就一直在跟我绕圈子。
Oh.
意思就是说，这个人呢，他不想给我退款。
That's right.
退款是客户的权利，可是他跟我绕圈子。好了，我们来看第一部分呢，有哪些同学要挑战一下？第一位同学是
Libra，
好久不见了。
Hi Libra, how are you? Libra says he is beating around the bush on this refund issue. I love this. Yeah, he's beating around the bush, right? Nothing wrong with that. So, according to our 原句, this is no problem.大家表扬一下 Libra 3 cheers for Libra
最好的他用的最好的就是我们、中国同学最熟悉的一个短语叫 beat around the bush
That's right and I'm looking at today's respondents a lot of people chose this method、
哎、
which we will definitely accept there is nothing wrong with that
我们对这个 beat around the bush 最记忆的最深刻了、
yeah.
谁都会说就是叫绕圈子第二位是邓伯琴
He is always circling with me about refunds.
Circling with me.
Now, in my sentence, I do use the word circle, just not quite the way you used it. So, Deng Bo Qin, please listen in a few minutes. You're going to see how I handled this. Good attempt.
小刚老师也用了 circle, 但是呢跟你用的不一样。请你一会儿仔细听他是怎么用的 circle, 圈子这个单词。青色萧萧。
When it came to refund,He beat about the bush.、Mm. Okay, how about this?、when it came to... let's see here. The problem is with refund. When it came to、 getting a refund, right, or when it came to making a refund or getting a refund, he beat about the bush. So, 基本上没什么问题，而且你用的 beat about the bush 非常好。
嗯，不是应该 beat around the bush?
I hear beat about the bush and beat around the bush 都可以。
哦，原来还有这种说法。Yeah. 小老就是说你这个 refund 前面你得加一个动词啊。
Yeah.
你得 getting refund,、
yeah.
making refund.
Yeah, a refund.
是吧、
yeah.
对对这样哈 Jessica
He has been walking thought with me on the refund
Whoa.
Walking thought I've never heard this before Jessica Walking thought Maybe you mean like he's been I don't know Confusing me He's been trying to confuse me
他在迷惑我
Yeah Yeah Okay、interesting Jessica、listen how I take care of this in a couple minutes Okay、
Jessica 是自己就想了一个词儿出来、
yeah.
就是什么叫 walking、什么 thought with me 等等这样的、
That's、
实际上呢、
right.
可能不能这么用吴敏、
On the question about the refund、
嗯、
Right、I 我知道你要说关于这个退款的问题上 Right、Here we don't say question We would say In regards to the refund, he has been with me beat about the bush. How about this? In regards to the refund, he's been beating about the bush.
在什么
Yeah.
在什么问题上小哥老师教你可以用叫 in regard to something.
In regards to, that's right.
是吧就比你这个 on question 啊真的这样好。In regards to something 是最好了。
That's right.
好请记住哦。Kelly 罗
Kelly Lua says he is going round and round on the issue of refund the money. How about this? He is going round and round on the issue of refunding the money. Round and round, you're really close, Kelly, to what I have. So pay attention, wait a couple minutes, and you'll see how we can fix this.
你也说的跟小艾老师那个 round 有点相似了，但是他也不是你这么用的。你一会儿听听看啊，没有。
Jessica says, Tashia Tola, she says walking through. So let's go back to her sentence. She says, he has been walking through with me on the refund.
Walking through with me.
Walking through. Walking through actually means to help somebody.
哎、
right?
对了是。
Like if I say, hey, let me walk you through something, that's to help someone. Now this guy was definitely not helping. He was doing the opposite, right?He was doing the opposite.
上一次小老师我们在讲那个 internship 的时候我们就讲了 walk me through this.
That's right.
对不对是带领某人熟悉什么事情那显然不是这个意思了。
That's right.
讲到哪儿了 Miles, 你说了吧 Miles?
Miles says, he've kept talking nonsense since I wanted my money back. Okay, well,
很有自己的想法。
在意思上是可以接受的。How about this? 你不需要 heave, 其实没有 heave。没有 heave 这个词，它写的是 h e apostrophe v e。
嗯。Keys 只能。
He kept talking nonsense. He kept talking nonsense when I was asking for my money back, or when I asked for my money back, right?
对了啊，注意第三人称，你这个 he 不能用 he have.
Yeah, that's right.
永远是 he has, 对吧？或者 he is, was.这样，下面一句呢，包括 Richard、Jackie、Will、Kathleen 和 All 以及 Nancy。都说了差不多同样的一句话他们说
When it comes to refunds, he always beat around the bush. Now, let's see here, is there an always? Always here is the habit here. Let's see here. 关于退款他一直在 Okay, we'll accept this because of the 原句他确实有这个 habit 的意思、
不停的嘛 那种
He always beats 在这里我们 beats 的词尾需要加个 S He always beats around the bush.
好，最后一个 Bella.
About the refund that he always take a roundabout way. 我知道你要说什么，就是关于这个退款。
嗯、
他总是拐弯抹角。Right?
对。
How about this? In regards to the refund, he always takes a roundabout way. How about that, Bella?
好，帮你改了，你觉得怎么样？来嘛，我们来听小高老师在书里是怎么说的呀？
Yeah.
他说。
He was running me around in circles regarding the refund policy.
哦、oh, oh, ，他说的是，他一直在跟我绕圈跑。
That's right.
Running me around 就是围着我跑，用什么方式呢 ？In circles， 绕着圈的方式在跟我跑，跟我绕圈子。Running me around in circles， 他这个是不是只是抽象的用法呀？还是可以 平时也可以这么用啊，比如说
well, you can, you
绕着你跑啊
can,
等等。
You can literally run around, run circles around somebody. If I were to get up and start running around you in circles, that would be strange, but I could do it. And then you could say, oh, Xiao Gao just ran circles around me.
好，当然这里更重要的意思就是说他在什么事情上跟你绕圈子。
That's right.
哎，你学会了啊，也是另外一个 beat around the bush 的同一说法。那 regarding 刚才说了 about 关于什么呢？退款这件事情上 the refund policy.
Policy. Yeah, policy. It's their 规则。
规则。
Yeah.
哎，在退款这规则上呢他一直就跟我绕圈子。
Yeah.
好了继续往下。
Also,
另外
he seemed to be playing for time.When I asked him about your competitors' models.
He seemed to be, 他似乎还在做一件什么事呢? Playing for time, 玩时间。
That's right. If someone's playing for time, then they're really like 耽误时间, right? He doesn't really want to answer the question. I'm asking about the competitors, and he's, you know, he might be kind of changing the subject or not really answering my question directly. He's playing for time. He doesn't want to answer that question.
在拖延时间啊 ，playing for time 叫拖延时间，找借口。他为什么要这样呢？因为 I asked him about your competitor's model. 我一直在问他关于你们那种竞争者的一些机型的时候，对吧？
That's right.
比如你在买苹果，我问你小米怎么样？
Yeah.
然后那销售就跟那
Xiaomi. You know, what I want to tell you about is our company's thing. I mean,我们先不说小米，我们先还是说我们公司的这个新款啊，小妹你自己看啊，它的功能特别棒。你看，
不，人家确实也不了解，你知道吗？
Yeah, okay.
人家不可能也不了解小米是怎么样的，
yeah.
但他就说啊，你看我们这苹果啊，我们水果怎么样之类的。
Yeah.
但是这个客户呢也是哈、啊，你去问人家竞争者机型，人家干嘛会跟你讲呢？
Yeah.
对不对哈、啊？他说我问他竞争者机型的时候，他一直在拖延时间，就这样哈、啊。所以、那个晶晶说
，He is very green, but that's not an excuse.
啊，经理说，哎，不好意思 ，He is very green. 他非常绿。
That's right. Yeah.
他非常绿。
Yeah, if someone's green, right? When we're talking about in a 行业。Right? A green person is really a 新手 or someone who is, again, 不太合格。
就是那个 new fellow.
It's a new fellow, basically. It's a new fellow, right?
Green 在形容人的时候啊，说明这个人是不生疏的，对工作根本不熟练的。
Yeah.
说他就是个新手。
Yeah.
But that's not an excuse. 但这绝不是一个理由。
That's right.
高先生，高先生，您放心。
I'll be sure to have a word with him.
好 ,I'll be sure to, 来了。我肯定呢会 have a word with him. 注意这个短语。
Yeah, I'm going to have a word with him. If you have a word with someone, you talk to them, but usually it's like, it's a boss talking to a 下手 or something like that, or a teacher talking to a student, or a mother talking to a 那里孩子。你懂吗？
上级跟下级说话。
就是
这样，我要跟他谈谈话了。
Yeah, go have a word with him.
哎 ,go have a word, have a word, 哈，记住啊，不是 have words 哦。
That's right.Oh, you can have words with people, too. Yeah, you can have words with people. I'm going to have a word with you. I need to have a word with you after dinner tonight.
就是说我想跟你谈一谈。
Yeah.
I want to talk to you 的意思。
我就是想跟你谈一谈。
小高说。
小高接着说 I would appreciate that. Thank you.
I would appreciate that. 就是说我会非常感激的。
Yeah.
啊，我会很欣赏您这么做的。Thank you.